AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Taliban insists it holds no grudge against those who fought the group since its ouster 20 years ago in Afghanistan. The group also promises to respect women's rights now that it's back in charge. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
This is not about trust. This is about verify. And we'll see what the Taliban end up doing in the days and weeks ahead. And when I say we, I mean the entire international community.
Some 20,000 Mississippi school children have been sent home and are quarantined after being exposed to COVID-19.
That is 4.5% of the public school population in Mississippi.
We are in trouble.
Dr. Luann Woodward, Vice Chancellor for Health Affairs at the University of Mississippi Medical Center, says this is preventable.
In order for October and November to look different than August looks, and the way that September will look, we have to do something. And what that is we have to get vaccinated.
State Health Officer Dr. Thomas Dobbs says the Delta variant is different.
We're seeing a lot of people in ICU 20s, 30s, 40s. Instead of seeing women bury their parents, we're seeing women bury their children.
A second parking garage field hospital has been set up at the University of Mississippi Medical Center. I'm Ed Donahue.
Schools have closed in 15 Georgia school districts amid outbreaks as Governor Brian Kemp repeats his opposition to mask and vaccine mandates. Some parents in Cobb County, the state's second largest school district, plan to protest the county school board's decision for masks in schools. Texas Governor Greg Abbott being treated for COVID-19 despite being vaccinated. Jackie Quinn has this.
Abbott had just posted a photo of himself maskless, meeting indoors with a group of Republicans in Dallas. The governor's facing lawsuits from a number of large Texas cities that want to impose mask mandates and other COVID restrictions.
This is AP News. What's left of Tropical Storm Fred has spawned up to 14 tornadoes and brought heavy rain to Georgia and the Carolinas today. The system is expected to work its way up the Appalachians and bring heavy rain into the New York State, along with a chance of flash flooding through tomorrow. There have been landslides and flash floods south of Asheville, North Carolina, destroying at least one home. The governor of Nevada says people wanting to attend large events in the state have to show proof of being vaccinated against the coronavirus. Mark Davis is the owner of the Las Vegas Raiders.
We're going to have full capacity without masks in that stadium.
Davis says the team is being a bit flexible with the state requirement.
If you come to the game and you haven't had your vaccination, but you desire to go to the game and you decide to get the shot at the stadium, we'll help to get more people vaccinated.
The owner says those fans who don't want to be vaccinated will be given their money back. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.